the name of the Lord. Stand to your feet and receive Mom Hill as she comes and delivers the word this morning. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's give God some praise in the house. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord God, and we bless your holy name. It's so good to see all of you in the house today. Happy Mother's Day. All right. So, like I said, it's good. Y'all can be seated. Like I stated, it is good to be with you all in the house this morning. I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I love you, Jesus. I honor the angel of this house, and that is my son, Pastor Brandon Hill. God bless you. Executive Pastor Dom, Pastor Mike, my husband, Pastor Vernon Hill. My children, Brittany, Vernon, Brandon, my TCF family, and friends online and in person. And I honor my grandson, Brandon Benjamin Hill, Junior. He's saying hi to everybody. Bless you, baby. All right, turn with me to Genesis chapter 16, verse 7 through 16. And I'm in the New Living Translation. It's up on the board as well. You ready? Okay. The angel, I'm going to read as follows. The angel of the Lord found Hagar beside a spring of water in the wilderness, along the road to Shur. The angel said to her, "Hagar, Sarah's servant, where have you come from and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress Sarah," she replied. The angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her authority." Then he added, "I will give you more descendants than you can count." And the angel also said, "You are now pregnant and will give birth to a son. You are to name him Ishmael, which means God hears, for the Lord has heard your cry of distress. This son of yours will be a wild man." Wow. Has untamed as a wild donkey. He will raise his fists against everyone, and everyone will be against him. Yes, he will live in open hostility against all his relatives. Thereafter, Hagar used another name to refer to the Lord who had spoken to her. She said, "You are the God who sees me." She also said, "Have I truly seen the one who sees me?" So that well was named Beer Aharoi, if I'm pronouncing that right. That's a big word, which means well of the living one who sees me. It can still be found between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar gave Abram a son, and Abram named him Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Ishmael was born. Today, I will be talking with you about Elroi, the God who sees. Turn to your neighbor and say, "God sees me." Say that again. Get it in your spirit and say it again. God sees me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What God sees us, and one of the basic human needs in life is that we be seen, understood, not overlooked, and listened to. I want to remind us today that no matter what you are going through, God sees and he cares for you. Let me give you some background about Abram and Sarai. But my sermon is going to focus more on Hagar, the Egyptian slave of Abram and Sarai. The Lord God had come to Abram in a vision and made a covenant promise to him and Sarah that they will have a son and that he will be blessed with many descendants. Sarah had not been able to bear children for Abram. Sarah was impatient. So Sarah tells Abram to sleep with her slave to have children through her. Hagar learned she was pregnant, and she began to treat Sarah with contempt. I must say that sentence again. Hagar learned she was pregnant, and she began to treat Sarah with contempt. Contempt means disrespect. Contention grew between them. Sarah began to treat Hagar so harshly because of the disrespect to Hagar that it caused her to flee from the situation and to the wilderness. So she left. Hagar is a slave, and she has no status in the community. Hagar had no choice in the matter and no voice. She was not valued. She was lonely. She was treated like property and overlooked, not seen. She wondered if anyone cared about what she was going through. Ladies and gentlemen, we all at some point in time can relate to Hagar of wanting to be noticed, loved, accepted, and valued as a person. Today, I want us to examine three key lessons that we can learn from this account of Hagar that God sees, God cares, and he speaks to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my point one is God sees you. In this account of Hagar, we learn one of the names of God revealed in this text, which is El Roi. This name, El Roi, appears once in the Bible and means the God who sees. This is significant. I want you to know this is significant because we have the first mention of the term angel of the Lord. At this point in history, the first time the angel of the Lord has mentioned is not to Enoch, Noah, or Abram, but to a pregnant slave girl who becomes prideful after being used as a surrogate by Sarah. Many theologians would identify the angel of the Lord as the pre-incarnate Christ. The theological term for this is a theophany. Simply put, a theophany is a physical appearance of Jesus appearing in human form, but could also include other visible encounters, such as the burning bush with Moses. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:3 says, "The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eyes on both the evil and the good." God sees all. He is no respecter of persons. He saw a slave girl. God sees the complete situation, though. He sees the complete, the whole. So I ask myself this question. What does God see about Hagar, though? What does he see? God sees Hagar in distress because she is pregnant. She's alone. She's confused and unprotected in the wilderness. Yes, right. Hagar is angry about the situation with Sarah and her mistreatment. That's right. Yeah. He also sees the pride that led her to that distress, causing her to act irrationally. Wow. Because, as I stated earlier, when I read earlier, that the scripture says in verse 4 that Hagar started treating Sarah with contempt, meaning she was being very disrespectful. So like I stated, God sees everything. everything. The blessed hope that we have is that our God not only sees, but he also cares for us. Which brings me to my second point. God cares for us. Verse 11, and the angel also said, you are now pregnant and will give birth to a son. You are to name him Ishmael, which means God hears. For the Lord has heard your cry of distress. God cares for Hagar. He heard her affliction and met her at the point of her need. We can have confidence to know and assurance too that through his word that he cares for us too. Hallelujah. He cares for us. And he will also meet us at the point of our need. So no matter what you're going through today, God cares and he's going to meet you at your point of need. He's going to come to your rescue. So 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares, Peter 1:7. Hagar felt the care and the comfort that comes from God's presence alone. Hebrews 4:15-16 states, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So then it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in our time of need. Sorry, I need my glass. I need my glasses. So it's evident that God cares for Hagar, although she found herself in a predicament. And she found herself in that predicament due to the disobedience and impatience of Abram and Sarah. Despite Hagar's pride and attitude towards Sarah prompting her to flee, God's grace remains steadfast. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's noteworthy that although the promise was initially made to Abram and was intended to be fulfilled through Sarah's womb, God chose to directly communicate with Hagar. God will come to you himself. This demonstrates God's compassion and concern for her well-being, regardless of the circumstances surrounding her. He cares. My third point is that God speaks. Oh, my God. Ain't it good that God... You have this relationship with God that he'll come and speak to you. Like I said, he meets you at the point of your need. It was reassuring to know that God is not silent, but speaks to us. He spoke to Hagar, giving her a revelation about the future, promising that her descendants would be numerous, too many to count. My God, exceedingly. This promise must have been shocking to Hagar, considering her status as a slave girl. However, despite God foretelling that her child would bring problems, this promise gave her comfort and hope of freedom. Remember, she was a slave girl, but God going to tell her, you're going to have many descendants. So that did recognize, I'm going to be free. I'm not going to be in this slave condition any longer. I am free. So Psalm 45:13 says, for your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always, and I'm going to say always, keeps his promises. Ain't you glad that he keeps his promises this morning? I know I am. He is gracious in all he does. Then God spoke further, giving her instructions for the present by telling her to go back and submit to Sarah's authority. Wow. He telling her to go back. Go back to the situation where you was being treated harshly. Well, we did that. Could we really went back and not continue to feed? But see, God sees the big picture. God speaks to her condition of her pride by telling her to submit to Sarah's authority because of her lack of submission and humility has caused tension. Because it did cause tension in the house. She got a little puffed up. I'm pregnant now. You know, I'm pregnant with Abraham. Seed. When God speaks, he will assure us a promise towards and point us in the direction we ought to go. Because God said he knows the plans that he has for us. Plans are good and not an evil. That'll get us to our expected end. Yes, he does. So he'll tell you where you ought to go, and he'll lead you and direct you. In conclusion, I want to encourage all the mothers in the room that you are not alone. You're not overlooked or invisible to God. He sees everything. Everything. So no matter what you're going through, whatever situation you find yourself in, God is with you. He said he'll never leave you or never forsake you. He's in every place with you. He said if you made your bed in hell, he's with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sees you. He does not see or care for you because of what you're going through, but just the fact that you are listening here today and you're listening to this message, God is gracious to you saying, I have not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. Say that. He has not forgotten me. Make that personal. God has not forgotten you. You know, all of us have been through some things. And when we wanted to give up. But God was with us, speaking to us to say, you can make it. You don't have to give up because I'm with you. I'm going to direct you. I'm going to lead you. Psalm 139, 7 through 12 says, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the Father's oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. His strength, not our own strength, but his strength will support us. If I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. My mother used to say, you can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. God will find you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to share this testimony where this sermon came from. A couple of months ago, about 6 months ago. About a year ago. Seemed like just yesterday. But anyway, I got shingles. And I was like, my husband took me to the emergency room twice and they couldn't figure out what was going on. All I know is that my head was paining me so. High blood pressure runs in my family. So I was nervous about that. And I was like, Lord God, okay, I hope I ain't having no stroke or nothing. So the third time he took me back, this doctor looked at me, and it was a rash, like right here, growing. And he said, you know, you got shingles. I said, shingles? what is that? Like that, right? What is that? He said, it's like a form of chicken pox in adults. I said, okay, all I know is my head was feeling like it was about to come off. So the next day, when I woke up, I was still pain, and I woke up, my whole face was swollen. My eye had shut closed. And so while I was in pain one night, I was in excruciating pain. My husband and children ran in the room because I was in a separate room from them. And so they ran in the room because I was crying out because my legs was hurting. The shingle up here, why my legs hurting, feeling like fire in there about to come off. So they came in the room and, you know, was massaging the pain and everything like that. Couldn't massage the head, couldn't really move my head because every time I would move it, it would hurt. So I cried out to the Lord. And the Lord says, I see you. Spoke to me clear as day. I wanted this pain to go away. I cried out to him, take this pain away from me, Lord. Because he said that I can call on him and that I can ask him. And so I asked him, that's what I needed done. I need you to take this pain away from me. He said, whisper in a small voice. He said, I see you. I see you, daughter. But I'm not going to take this pain away from you yet. I was like, but I need you to take this pain away from me now. But he said, no, I see you. And I'm with you, and I care for you. But there are some things you got to go through, and some things you can't avoid, that you got to go through this. Even sometimes when we don't want to go through any pain, because who like pain? None of us like pain. You don't want to go through it, but sometimes it's a lesson in that pain. And that pain pushes you in his presence. Lord knows that, but he gets you in his presence and he cares for you. He comforts you. And that's what he did with me. He comforted me. In a couple of days, you know, I was still in pain, but it started soothing. It started getting better. You know, my eyes started opening. That took some while, but my eyes started opening because he shut it closed. The whole face, I don't know if y'all look at Martin tonight, but when Martin was fighting Tommy Hearns, let me tell you, that's what my face was looking like. I don't want no more. I don't want no more. But my face was looking like Martin. And I'm telling you, it was bad. It was really bad. But thanks be unto God for his healing power, for his tender mercies, and his grace. He was gracious. And he lets us know, I see you. I want y'all to know that God sees you. He knows exactly what you're going through. And he gonna see you through it. And his promise is, I'll never remember that when you're going through something. You're not alone. God sees you. And he knows you. And he loves you. Most important, know that he loves you and that he cares for you. Our Father knows. It's a song that says, our Father knows just what you're going through. Our Father knows, and he's reaching now to you. There's no need to run from him. He loves you so. So come to him. Come to him. Because my Father, he knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father knows. And he's reaching out to you. Our Father knows. He knows. He knows. everything about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. I thank you for your care. I thank you for seeing us. You're worthy, Lord. You'll never leave me or forsake me. All of your promises is yes and amen. We run to you, Lord, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Well, if you enjoyed the message this morning, why don't you give God praise for the messenger and the message itself? Praise God. Listen, with everyone standing, we're on our way out of here. If you don't know Jesus, I'm going to give you the opportunity to know him today. It would be a danger to leave this place and not have the opportunity to know him, the God who sees. And so the opportunity is that we have a God that sees you where you are, and he's not afraid of where you are. He wants you to come to him. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Receive the rest of God this morning. You don't have to struggle in your soul anymore. God is a real God. The God of the Bible is real. He wants to reveal himself to you in Jesus' name. Listen, if you're saying, hey, Pastor, I'm already saved. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. It's not that he drifted away from you. You did. But guess what? His arms are open and outstretched, ready to receive you in Jesus' name. Our pastors are here to receive you. And not only that, you say, Pastor, I need a church home. I don't have a church home. Listen, I would love to be your pastor and do life with you one another. You have the opportunity to do that as well. Yeah. Oh, Reese, actually, y'all don't know that he gave his life to Christ 2 weeks ago, and he wanted to come down. He knows what it means to be saved, and he can tell you. Praise God. Praise God, and he can tell you. God is so good. God is so good. Listen, so we're excited about that. Say, if you don't know Jesus, repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I acknowledge I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You were buried. You rose again. And you ascended to the right hand of the Father just for me. I will not go another day without making you the Lord over my life. If you said that prayer and it's a real conviction of your heart, I want you to step out the aisle and join us up here now. Your life is on the line. Where would you go if something would happen to you? If you don't know where your eternal fate would be, I'm telling you, this is the hour, this is the moment. You say you want to rededicate your life to Christ, you can do that here. If you need a church home, you can come down the aisle and you can join now. God is here, ready to meet you right where you are. If you need prayer, God is able to meet you where you are. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We touch and agree even right now. Let's pray for the mom. If you have a mom next to you, why don't you touch her on the shoulder? Or mom, if you're next to a mom, you touch her hand and grab her hand and just pray God's strength for her. Pray God's mercy for her. Lead me, guide me along the way. Come on, pray for their strength. Lord, hallelujah, if you lead me, shall not stray. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let me walk each day day with thee. Oh, lead me, oh Lord, lead me. As they're praying, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for his moving power. Lead me. With thee, oh, leave.